For my PM News, I'm Arjun Tucker, and we have Chip Nellinger on the line to talk about the opening market report. Good morning, Chip.
Hey, good morning. Seeing some green on the screen in the case of the grain markets, led by double-digit gains in the bean market. Again, a lot of optimism that China is going to come in, purchase a large amount of U.S. soybeans based on this past weekend's trade talks. Upcoming on Thursday, President Trump, President Xi from China supposed to meet and finalize some of these details of this apparent trade deal. So the bean market really on a nice run here, essentially have rallied almost 80 cents in the month of October. In the case of front month beans right now, up 12 and a half cents at 10.79¾ in the November. That's just 0.75 cents off the day's highs. January beans up 12¾ at 10.97¾. March up 13½ at 11.09. May beans up 13, 11.19¾. New crop November 26. First time north of 11 in 18 months, up 8 right now at 11.02. Soy products, particularly the soy meal market, seeing some nice gains here as well. December soy meal up $4.90 a ton, 303.10. Soy oil a little bit lower on the spread there, down 36 points at 50.41 in that December contract. Corn and wheat also participating in this rally. The funds are pretty large shorts in both the corn and the wheat market. So you are seeing some short covering in here, although trade deal not expected to be much of an influence as far as large purchases of U.S. corn or wheat. We're still following along in the heels or on the heels of the bean market. December corn futures right now up 3½ cents, 432½, just about a half a cent off of the day's highs. March corn up 3½, 447¾. May up 3¼ at 457. July corn up 3 cents, 463¼. December new crop futures up 1¼, 467¼. In the case of the wheat market, December Chicago up 6 cents at 532. March wheat up 6½ at 548½. July up 6¾ at 571¼. Kansas City up 7 cents in the December, 521¼. The March up 6¾ at 538¾. And Minneapolis wheat in the December up 6¼, 566½. The opposite effect in the cattle complex here the last couple of days, limit down 2 days in a row now for the third day in a row in the feeders cattle market. The live cattle market sharply lower as well. This obviously in response to President Trump tweeting earlier last week, and the fact that we're going to import some Argentine beef, quadrupling the amount we previously did. That's really hit the cattle market with some repricing of levels here. December live cattle down 150 at 225.65. The February is down 205 at 221.95. April's down 192 at 221 even. The June's down 217 at 213.67. So that's a massive volatility here, though. We've seen these live cattle up a couple dollars, now down $2, because the feeder cattle market is sharply lower to limit down. November feeders down 9.55, 328.90. January down 12.80 at 321.62. March feeders are now the expanded limit lower for the second day in a row, down 13.75 at 317.55. In the case of the hog market, we are a little bit higher. Saw an ugly day yesterday, but February lean hogs up 5 cents at 83.45. The Aprils are up a nickel at 88.05. And the deferreds down just a little bit. July of 26, down 27 at 150 cents. That's kind of where we're at right now on the market opens.